Chavos Halvados. I forgot to send around an email today. We're starting a new shahr. Not that it would have made a difference, but it would, you know, I like my little fantasies. Or Lehe Eor. And Sunday night, Chavos Halvados, we're starting a new shahr. Shahr Hashishi, right? Shahr HaYichud was the first. Shahr HaBechina was the second. Shahr HaVodas HaLokim was the third. Shahr Bitochon was the fourth. Shahr Yichud HaMaisa was the fifth. And now, if you look on top, it says Achelek HaSheni. He split a sefer up into two parts. And the second part has five shorim in the first, five shorim in the second. So we actually, I don't know if by word count, but by shahr count, we finished half the sefer. Hashahr HaShlishi B'Kniyah L'Shem Yisaleh. Now, Kniyah could be translated simply as humility, what we would normally refer to as anova, being humble. The word Kniyah is a little more than humility. It's more like submissiveness. Being nichna is being submissive. Surrendering, being submissive. Now, the Chavos Halvados has maybe a unique shita in this. Virtually all of the Musa Svarim, if they talk about anova, humility, they talk about Benodam Achavero. They talk about if I feel superior to you or if I'm humble. The Chavos Halvados deals with a person vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's talking how a person has to feel the Gabe Hashem. And if a person has the right, the appropriate attitude, emotion, lev, Chavos Halvados, towards Hashem, right, if he's totally nichna to Hashem, so then everything else is going to fall into place. Just to give a very basic overview, and this is what the Chavos Halvados will be talking about throughout the whole shahr. If I'm totally submissive to Hashem the way you're supposed to be, that means that everything I have and every gift I have and everything that I'm able to do and every is from Hashem. So how in the world could I then feel superior to someone else if it's not mine? It's Hashem's. If I'm more intelligent or more capable or more tichtig or more clever or more athletic or stronger or more of a tzaddik or whatever it is, so memela, I'm going to be humble vis-a-vis my fellow man, if because it's all going to be like a totsa'ah from my kniyah to Hashem. And the kniyah to Hashem is that, as I say, kniyah is humility, but it's more, it's submissiveness, it's avdus, it's feeling that I have nothing, I am nothing, everything I am and that I have is from Hashem. So I'm nichna to Hashem, I'm like an eved, it's totally less lame garme klum in the Lashon. I have nothing of my own, and everything is from the Adon. And that attitude is the Shahr HaKniyah. So again, in the Chavos Halvados' Shahr, in the Chavos Halvados' world of Shahr HaKniyah, we're talking about Kniyah vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your attitude towards your fellow man will be almost a totsa'ah of that. So we start off with the Hakdoma to the Shahr. Chavos Halvados gives the Hakdoma to every Shahr. Amar HaMechaber, and again, very, very structured sefer, and he explains in each shahr why it follows the shahr before, and this is no exception, he does the same thing here. Lefisha kvar dibarnu li'el b'yichud ha'maisa l'Hashem levado. We talked about purifying your actions, making sure your actions are crystal clear, are pure of any ulterior motives, of other agendas, pure of any other agendas other than to do the Ratzon Hashem. V'shezchichus hadas, any vestige of gaiva, that's chichus hadas, is gaiva. B'maisa hator, hi hamaka hapogaz b'yoser, b'balei tor hamaisen. The biggest flaw, maybe the easiest flaw, you can do as you do the right thing. Remember, Shar Yichud HaMais is talking about someone that's doing the right thing, except he has to work on his motivation, his attitude, his feelings. So he says the biggest flaw that your Maisa could have is Chichus Hadas, that you're proud of yourself. Look at me, I'm putting on tefillin. Look at me, I'm learning so much. Look at me, I'm davening so slowly with so much kavana. And this is the greatest flaw that a Maisa can have, as we will go on to explain why. So that's why, after we talk in general, he says, about Shar Yichud HaMaisa, how we have to work on our actions, attaining a certain perfection, purity of motive, purity of motivation, purity of agenda. So we're going to talk about Shar HaKniya, because the greatest flaw that it could have is Shichus Hadas, is to be arrogant about what we're doing. And again, everything's a gift from Hashem, but this would be the this is the biggest flaw. This would be a tremendous flaw. That's what he says. Hamaka Bogaz Bioser creates the biggest flaw of Bali Torah Maisim. Here you are trying to purify your actions, and if you feel proud of yourself, that you, as if, you know, you get the Yashikoyach, you did Hashem a favor, you get a pat on the back for what you did, and you feel that, well, look what I did. You know, kochi votzum yodi, the Chavis Alvavis holds, could be by mitzvahs too. You also could feel, oh, look what I did, look what I accomplished. And so therefore, he's going to hit us with Shar HaKniya, that we shouldn't ruin our actions with that Zechichus Hadas.
But by mitzvahs, the person did do it.
Yeah.
Not Hashem. Intelligence Hashem did it. But
I say, yeah. Well,
am I wrong?
Yeah.
So, but the person has a bechira, so he did it, no?
Yeah. But if you remember, by Shar HaBitochon, we learned that a person's bechira is only the decision. But the ability to do is only because Hashem granted him the ability to do it. Right, if you'd be paralyzed, you can't put on chas v'shalom. If a person would be paralyzed, you couldn't put on tefillin. If you couldn't find his tefillin in the morning, you wouldn't be able to put on tefillin. If his car didn't start, he would miss minyan. If he didn't hear his alarm go off, he would miss minyan. He says in Shar Bitochon, bechira only takes place in the decision-making process. The bepoil of doing is completely up to Hashem, and that's why you apply bitachon to it. That's what he's talking about in Shar Bitachon. You can apply bitachon, you must apply bitachon to it. Here he's talking about the same idea, the Shichus Hadas. Now, but it goes deeper than that, because the Shichus Hadas could reach, Shichus Hadas means gaiva. The gaiva could reach back into the decision-making process too. If you feel, oh, what a great person I am, because I was Bocher Betov, when really, if we go back to Shara Avodas Elokim, your being Bocher Betov is really just a normal, common sense, menschliche reaction to all the good that Hashem has bestowed upon you, and you are, that's the Chavis Halavas is Yesod in Shara Avodas Elokim, that everything we do is a reaction to all the good, and we have to do it out of a sense of gratitude that Hashem gave us life, Hashem created us, Hashem made that we exist, Hashem lets us breathe, Hashem lets, right, all the things that go on. That's Shar HaBechina comes first, and then Shar HaVodas Elokim. So if you're Zechichus Das, meaning that you feel that you get a pat on the back, when really, as the Chavis Halavas so eloquently describes the Shar HaVodas Elokim, you're always playing catch-up ball. Because I have to do good now to repay Hashem. Let's say a person at 13, we'll even call it, yeah? So he's behind the eight ball by 13 years and 9 months, right? That Hashem gave him nothing but chesed, right? And now everything he does is also only thanks to Hashem. So he can never catch up. You can never catch up in repaying Hashem, so to speak, repaying Hashem in terms of what can I do to say thank you. And the only thing you can do, he said in Shar HaVodas Elokim, in the Hagdama, is to declare that you're an Eved. which is essentially he's going to elaborate, because Shar HaKniya, he's going to define Kniya as that feeling of being an Eved Hashem, that I owe everything to Hashem, and I owe him so much, and there's nothing I can ever do to really repay him, and the only repayment he demands of me, really, and that I can do, is to say that I'm an Eved, to acknowledge that I owe him everything, and everything comes from him. That acknowledgement. That acknowledgement is Kniya, because then I'm saying it's not me. So that's why it's Kniya.
But how does that, if you will, play out in real life or any other way to put it, that if you need something done, let's say you're in your house and you need to hire somebody to do something for you, you have two people that come to you and they both say, we're an Eved Hashem, and they're competing against each other for your business. How do you then decide? Because each one of them is saying, I think I can do it better for you. Okay, forget about the price at the moment. How do you, because you're playing into exactly what the Chabad Levavot says you shouldn't be doing.
I don't get it. You want to hire a guy to lay the tiles in the basement.
Okay, right. And you have two people come out to bid.
So,
you have to decide which one of them is better.
Better, more capable.
Yes.
Which one Hashem made more capable? It's right. Stira. So I picked a better one.
But how would you know? Without them telling you.
It's for references. No, but they can tell you in a humble way. They could say, you know, Baruch Hashem, you could ask people for references. And, you know, and his attitude could be that it's a gift from Hashem. And it's not because he's particular, not because he's superior to the other person as a person or even as a tile layer. But Hashem has made him superior, and he acknowledges that gift. And the Chavis Halvavus and Shara Vodas Alokim said, if Hashem gives you a gift, you're in trouble. Because you have to do more than the other fella in being an Eved Hashem. If the other fella is a competent tile layer and learns for 2 hours a day, and you're like a cut above, and you're like an expert, you better be learning 3 hours a day, because you have to repay Hashem, so to speak, for the expertise that he gave you. So it's more of an achrayus. But to answer your question is the humble, with humility, with an acknowledgement that it's a gift from heaven, that it's not because of you. It's not kol chivot zum yodi. It's not because you're talented. It's you're talented because Hashem gave you that talent.